Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. South Sudan will cut the number of staff at its embassies across the world to save costs, according to its foreign affairs ministry Tuesday. It comes as conflict and low oil prices take a toll on government finances. The nation plunged into civil war in late 2013 when a political crisis provoked fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and rebels allied with the former deputy Riek Machar. South Sudan's economy has taken a beating since then, and its currency has weakened, inflation has spiraled, and revenues from oil dropped due to falling production and falling world prices. A Brussels police official says that three police officers have been slightly injured when shots were fired during an anti-terror raid in the Belgian capital. The police official, who requested anonymity because the operation was still ongoing, said the exact circumstances of the incident were still unclear, or whether the police officers were struck by bullets or injured in another way. Media reported that the anti-terror raid took place in the Forest neighborhood, which is close to Molenbeek, home to several people involved in the November 13th attacks on Paris that killed 130 people. The first wave of Russian warplanes arrived home Tuesday from Syria after President Vladimir Putin's surprise announcement to withdraw most of his forces from the Middle Eastern country after a 5.5-month operation. Russian television showed fighter planes landing at an airbase in the southern part of the country, with pilots mobbed by supporters on their arrival and thrown into the air in celebration. Amid waving flags, they sang the Russian national anthem. This is VOA News.